Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Steelers Podcast, Wednesday, June 5th. Karn, how are we today?
I'm hot.
Okay.
I'm hot. AC's not kicking like it needs to.
Okay. Would you like me to do anything about that?
There is nothing you can do about it. Your presence, I would say, was making me feel cooler, but it actually doesn't. I'm starting to sweat a little bit more. Greg, I think you make me nervous.
Does this nice lavender shirt do anything for you, like your body temperature?
You are rocking that shirt. And you didn't strike me as a lavender guy, with all due respect, but you're really pulling it off. Maybe it's the hat that's going with it, but you're really rocking this right now.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I've long blue and purple. Navy blue and light purple. Great suit combination. If you're ever looking for like a suit coat shirt underneath it, what can you do in the summer or winter months? Blue and purple is underrated. Let me recommend that, folks. Okay. Well, I could like DoorDash you a water if you need. You want me to do that?
Honestly, your aesthetic right now is really throwing me off. Like, it looks like you own an F1 car, but you don't want anyone to know that you own an F1 car.
How do you just pull that out of nowhere, man? That's so good.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this means, but you look very like strong today. Like your biceps look bigger than they normally do today.
Yeah, this shirt's doing a lot of work. I think it's more like just a small sleeves, but at the same time.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks really good. Don't make that face again, please. I had a tea time this morning. You have a tea time tonight. I feel like that's good for vibes.
Well, eventually we're going to shift to a full-time golf podcast. And if we're going to do that, we're going to have to put in the work.
Some people are saying there are some golf things on the horizon for us. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Not yet, but just know that if we did have to describe our golf game, I would say it's somewhat happy, maybe free.
Oh, free.
Or happy.
Happy.
Or free.
Free.
And happy.
Most definitely not free. Okay. All right. Let's get to the show. Do you have a YouTube comment of the day today?
Of course I have one. I'm going to ignore all, and I mean all, Caitlin Clark comments because I need a break. I'm just going to throw that out there. Let's go with this one. This comes from TS Joker Player. Tennessee has vastly underrated transfer class. I get they lost Connect and Dome other pieces, but offense will be much more balanced next season. Multiple double-digit scores added, guys that can get to the basket, good size, maybe not the flashy names, but very productive at their previous schools. Gregory, where do you stand on Tennessee? I believe we had them at 13th in our like composite sleepers exercise that we did the other day. Is their transfer class being underrated with guys like Dubar and Lanier coming in and Akpara?
Yeah, I mean, I don't super believe in Lanier individually to be a superstar, but between him and Dubar, definitely one of them should be really good. Dubar actually, to me, was like one of the top three or four mid-major players in the country last year and should be viewed similarly to Lanier, even though nobody's really talking about him that way. I can't buy into Felix Akpara. I can't do it.
Is that what's throwing you off?
Yes.
Okay, when we do a segment in the future where I get three wishes for this college basketball season, I just want to let it be known that one of my wishes will be that Darlingstone Dubar is good, because that name is epic and it deserves an epic season.
That's essentially one of the three topics for today.
It is?
Yeah, I can't believe you just nailed that. Okay, let's get to the show. Hey, join the Discord. We'd love to see you in the Discord. Discord's rocking. I was fighting ILL Illini again all morning today. That's fun. Would love to see you guys in there. I think we are coming right up on 300 total participants. And today, Cart, the one sentence rule has been implemented because, once again, we are on a time limit here to get you out for your tea time. So we jump right in. Guy says, if I ran for president under the three following principles, would you vote for me? One, we go back to the gold standard. We go back on the gold standard. Two, Duke UNC is played on a Monday and it becomes a national holiday. Three, MLB opening day is delayed until the end of the NCAA tournament.
No, I would not vote for him.
Why not?
Because I don't want to go back to a standard that I don't even know what it is, except that it's gold.
It seems like it's probably the best standard to go back to, even if we don't know what it is. Like, I wouldn't want to go back to the silver standard.
How do you know? You don't even know what that is.
Well, I mean, gold, in theory, is always the best, right?
In theory.
Are you, like, a big bronze medal guy?
No, I'm, like, in theory, Bol Bol should be a good player. He's not.
What if Guy was running against, like, somebody you don't like? Like, who's a hypothetical person you dislike? Don't say a real name, please, for the love of God.
Okay, I would compare haircuts, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right, let's move on. Andre says, where is this Jacobson Purdue kid going to fall on the spectrum of Zach Edey to Matt Harms? I hope for most of our sakes, it's closer to Harms. We did record like a U18 Team USA reaction game one video yesterday. That's up on the channel. If you haven't seen that, go watch it. We talk about Daniel Jacobson and what he could be. I do think the correct comparison is Matt Harms, but I think defensively he's already projecting to be way better than Matt Harms ever was.
Big Dan, you're trying to make that a thing, remember?
Well, you just referred to him as Big Dan, so I feel like I succeeded in making it a thing.
No, I was just saying that if you want to do it, now's the time to push it, my friend.
Go DJ, that's my DJ.
That's way more fire.
Lil Dan?
Not the biggest fan of Lil Dan.
Guy says, how much money do you think the collective college basketball world would raise to pay the next 7'3 kind of athletic post-up big not to go to Purdue?
Ooh, I mean, I'm not sure what the population of the current world is, but I'm going to assume it's like somewhere around 12.2 million. I think everyone would donate at least $5. So you do the math because I'm not a math podcast.
It would be really funny if that became a use of NIL funds at some point. Like, hey, I'll just pay you to go away. To somebody, like, stay away from the rival.
If I made enough money and I was rich, I would 100% be at the Jacobson family home with a check double whatever Paint got gave them.
Well, like, wouldn't the dream be like for Arkansas? It's like they fill all 13 scholarships and Chicken Man still has money. So Calipari's still recruiting and he's calling recruits saying, I'll pay you not to go to Kentucky.
That'd be amazing. Also, you shouldn't be able to have a 7-footer if every team you play doesn't have a 7-footer. So for scheduling purposes, Purdue can only play teams with 7-footers on the roster.
Yeah, yeah. Guy says, conversely, could the Purdue NIL team best that number? No, they could not.
No. No, West Lafayette might be semi-poor.
No, they could not. D-Crump 3 says, why is no one talking about how good Duke's defense should be next year? I know you all aren't fans of the backcourt, but even if you hate them offensively, they clamp up on the other end. No one shooter... then 6'5 with Kaman and Cooper Flagg protecting the rim is going to be a problem. What do you think?
I do think we are underrated. I say we, and
Sorry, it said no one shorter than 6'5.
Yeah, they do have a lot of guys that are known for their defensive acumen. Like even Tyrese Proctor, a guy who we doubt a lot. Like he is a good defender. Cooper Flagg projects to be one. All the guys they brought in, transfer, Brown, Gillis, Sion James. They do have the chance to be really, really good defensively, and I do not think that is mentioned enough. So I will concede to that.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be really good defensively. The only thing, youth scares me with defense. I think it's always really, really hard to take a team that's going to play so many young guys and be like, they're going to be great defensively. Even if you think Caleb Foster is going to be really good, he didn't play. So this is essentially his first year. And you got to view him almost like a freshman. Cooper Flagg's a freshman. If Malawak plays, if the other freshmen come in off the bench, like, it's a lot of youth for me to believe that they're going to be elite defensively, but they all have good defensive personnel for sure. Imaner says, I just want it to be known. Pat McAfee went on the WWE Raw and said white bitches again the same day of his Caitlin Clark incident.
I am banning the word bitches from this podcast until the end of June.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Do you want to ban any other words or do I have like a free-for-all?
Yeah, every other one is good to go.
Okay. Okay. D-Turp says, can junior senior year Cohen Carr be Brandon Dawson?
The only thing that gives me a slight, I don't want to go there, is that, like, we need to understand that Cohen Carr is 6'5". Like, he's 6'5". Brandon Dawson was never 6'5".
Yeah. 6'5", and, like, part of the 5 is, like, his hair still, I think.
Well, he cut his hair now.
So he might be 6'3" now, is what I'm trying to say.
There's a chance, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, did you go from, like, 6'7" to 6'4" with the haircut?
I did, yeah. Not a fan.
I don't believe that, for the record. Yeah. No, it could happen. I think we don't know what Cohen Carr is, so, like, I believe that Cohen Carr could be anything. We need to see him play 20 minutes a game. We don't know. He could be great or not. But the fact that he didn't play doesn't bode well. I will say that. Like, as much as I do think Izzo will often play random guys at the expense of some of his freshmen, if he has a kid as good as Brandon Dawson, Brandon Dawson will play. Like, that's just a reality. Brandon Dawson started and was awesome as a freshman. And that team had way more talent than the current Michigan State iterations have had. So, no, to me, it's like, at a certain point, the Hall of Famer, if he's not playing you, there's probably something missing. And from what I have seen, Cohen Carr can't do anything on a basketball court other than jump, runny, runny, jump, jump. Also, like, why Cohen Carr should be a great rebounder, shouldn't he? Like, I never, in the games, when he was in the game, it never felt like he was a great rebounder.
Offensively, it did. I felt wanting more defensively. I will say that.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll see. Brandon Dawson, just, like, great finisher. Like, he had way better basketball instincts than Cohen Carr has to me. But honestly, if I'm Jonathan Smith, my first phone call is to Cohen Carr.
Oh, don't do this. Like, we're not doing the football to basketball thing.
Well, I'm just saying, you put him at, like, honestly, anywhere, the outside, tight end, anything, he'd be great.
No.
Card, who are we brought to you by today?
I think we're brought to you by one of the best video games out there.
Yeah, we're going to give you a couple more days to be ready for the ad read. We are. We're brought to you by 2K Lab. If you enjoy playing NBA 2K.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, as I definitely do, and as people all over the world do, 2K Lab is a thing that you absolutely need to be aware of. They are constantly making some of the coolest things that could enhance your 2K playing experience. In fact, right now they have an NBA draft simulator up for the 2024 NBA draft, and we are featured on it. If you go to nba2klab.com/nba-draft-simulator, there's a link in the description of this video. You can do the simulator for yourself. You can take control of an NBA team and basically draft who would be available at the spot. It's sorted by our big board that we worked on with Brian Ralph and Riley Davis, the top 75 players in the draft that we're making a bunch of videos for over the next 3 weeks. So suck it, ESPN and CBS, because you guys aren't as cool as us, according to 2K Lab. They sort by our rankings, not yours. They have more mini games as well. Like you and I, you know how when we met, we just like stood in the back of an apartment and played like what college did this player go to?
Yeah.
They have that in mini game form on NBA2KLab.com. So go play it. Yeah. Links in the description of this video. And Carter, that's how you do an ad read. Topic number one today. You don't know any of the topics, by the way. We're doing that whole thing again because we were crunched for time. So here we are. Do you want to guess what topic number one is?
Big U going to Kansas State.
No. Did that happen?
It did, and I think it should be one of the topics.
Oh, that's cool. We're going to save that for tomorrow, I think, because I like the other topics right now. Yeah, okay. I feel good about these. No, let's do that. Big U to Kansas State. Wow, instant reaction. Good things happen when I wear purple shirts. That's cool. What do you think of this fit?
This is interesting to me because we actually had a video on him, I think came out earlier this week or end of last week, where we were speaking on the fact that like North Carolina needed to wrap this guy up. But North Carolina had to get this done. And I think they let it get to overtime, Greg. And when you let it get to overtime versus Tang, Tang's going to take over. I think this is a really good pickup for them. And I've been on the fence about where I'm going to be with this, you know, this Kansas State team. But I'm going to take words out of my good friend Kevin Sweeney's mouth here. I'm officially intrigued, all right? They got the elite rim protector down below with Big U. They got Achora. They got Dub McDaniel to operate out there. They got Castillo. They got Hollison to shoot the ball. I think there's some upside with this Kansas State team that I'm going to decide to immerse myself in. And I know it's going to end badly, but I'm going to immerse myself in this. But I really like this pickup for Kansas State. And on the flip side of this, Hubert Davis in North Carolina, Riley Davis, I'm looking at y'all. You're looking funny in the light. How many big men can y'all miss out in one transfer portal window?
What is Carolina going to do? That's my first takeaway from this commitment. I thought this would be a done deal for them because you're North Carolina. What they're running out of big men, Cart. There's not many big men, let alone good big men left.
Yeah, I really don't understand what they're going for here. The only pivot that there is, the only other big man I can think of is Coleman, and Coleman doesn't even want to play the five.
Yeah, this is scary hours because like they might just not get a center at this point, right?
Is it Jalen Washington season?
Oh no. And then all the people in the comments that have been asking me, why am I so down on UNC? Well, because you keep missing on everybody and you don't have a center and it's June 4th. That's usually
Hubert not a big man?
No, he was not.
How tall is Hubert?
I want to say he's like,
is he like 6'6"?
No, he's 6'5". He's a shooting
6'5"? Okay. Yeah. Well,
dare you?
My apologies. I always pictured that. I always thought Hubert was a power forward. That's on me. Maybe he was back in the day when he played, but like, damn, man, you got Sean May on the bench. That's one of the best bigs ever playing college basketball. You can't grab a big out of the portal. You just had Armando Bacot be all ACC for the 9 years he was there, and you can't convince another big man to come take his role.
Yeah, he does have big.
It doesn't seem that hard. Yeah, all you end up with is a loop.
That's not good. It's not good. This is also not a North Carolina video, so maybe later this week we can be like, what the hell does North Carolina do? Honestly, it sounds like a good Riley Friday topic for Riley to come in and just like vent to us about. For now, this is more about Kansas State, who you claim you are now intrigued by. Can I do some heavy pushback on your intrigue?
Yes, please.
So let me go player by player and talk you through who Jerome Tang has added this offseason. You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so first up would be Doug McDaniel, who I think is the highest profile ad. So the best player on this team is going to be Doug McDaniel.
Yeah.
You don't need to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I just want to make sure we're on the same page that their point guard, leading scorer who's returning, is a 5'11" guy who failed out of school so poorly he was suspended by his coach, who ended up getting fired amidst scandals for fighting his strength coach because he couldn't carry a 2.0. And his team ended up winning 8 games. That's the best player in your transfer class.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next up is Brendan Housen, who played 17 minutes and scored 6 points a game on a Villanova team that was horrendous under Kyle Neptune. Next up is Max Jones, who is, again, a high-profile ad, should be pretty good. Max Jones was the second leading scorer on the 10th place team in the Big West last season. They won 14 games at Cal State Fullerton. Then you have Achor, who's pretty fun. Samford was actually pretty good. And he shoots jumpers like me. Then you have Ugana Onyenso, who was a large part of why Kentucky wasn't good enough and had to fire their Hall of Fame head coach. Then you have Christian Jones, who, again, Christian Jones, a guy a lot of people believe in. He was actually the second leading scorer on the 11th place team in the Missouri Valley, Illinois-Chicago, who got Luke Yaklich fired after winning just 12 games last season. And then Bay Fall, who scored 0.8 points per game last season on Arkansas. There's your additions. Carter, if we went through all those players and their teams from Michigan, Villanova, Cal State Fullerton, Kentucky, Illinois-Chicago, Arkansas, and Samford. I mean, Kentucky and Samford won some basketball games. All those teams stunk, like stinky stink. Not even like a little stink. Like, so bad our coaches are getting fired. Stunk. This has all-timer catastrophe potential here for a coach who I believe has driven himself from the hottest name in the coaching carousel to this is a make-or-break year.
Yeah, well, Greg, that's why I'm not in on this team. I'm just intrigued.
Actually, that's a bar.
I've been hitting you with some shit today. I don't know if it's the heat exhaustion, but I'm cooking.
Is it going to work or not?
My hesitancy right there should lean no. But I think it will work. Now, don't take work as like, oh, it's this great team. I think they'll be solid. They'll be in the middle of the pack.
How many not games gonna, do they win?
I think they have like a 18-13 season.
You think they make the NCAA tournament?
No.
Okay, 18 wins would be a new high for Doug McDaniel and Brendan Housen and Max Jones and Christian Jones and Bayfall.
All you got to do is add up all their wins.
And all the returning players from Kansas State while we're at it. Good Lord. Look, Big U is a great shot blocker. I feel like we didn't even talk about him in his commitment video. Sorry, we got ambushed by this news. He will provide a defensive upgrade. But the reality here is I think Doug McDaniel just downgraded from Terrace Reed to a different center. That's hard to do in my eyes. Topic number two today, I want to play a fun little game. Do you want to guess the game?
Three wishes for the college basketball season.
Yeah, that's what I told you earlier. It's kind of like that, but we're going to make a tweak. We're going to quickly go through five teams each and how this is going to work. I'm going to nominate a team for you to then be allowed to make one change to their offseason, and you can do whatever you want. You are the college basketball genie. You can snap your fingers and put a different player in a different spot, a different coach in a different spot. You can move the entire school to a different planet. You can give them different uniforms. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. I nominate the school for you. You tell me what one action you would change for this team to make them better, ideally. That's the
I wish we weren't on a time crunch.
It's a fun game, right? We are on a huge time crunch. You got to make that tea time, my friend. We'll go first. And I'm going to go my first nomination, then you get to go. We'll go back and forth. The first team that I would like to nominate for you is the Illinois Fighting Illini.
The one change that I would make to this offseason for them is that they would get Coleman back. That'd be my one wish.
Wow. You went more simple than I thought. Like you
ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Could have theoretically given them any player in college basketball instead of Coleman, and you chose Coleman. Why?
Because sometimes the greatest gets are the ones you already have.
All right, do you want to move on? Since for sake of time today really saves you from needing to elaborate on things.
No. I truly think that Coleman is one of the better players in the portal, and I think that having his impactful game on this team that seems to be extremely young right now, bringing in a player that's been in the program, I think can be a leader for that team, has seen things, has the winning culture that they have there. I think that would do a lot for this team, which that seems to be really, really young right now.
I do think it was a miss them not trying to do that. We've talked about it at length. Also, at some point, are we going to have the conversation how Coleman's like just every day tweeting that he's going to Alabama now? And like, it does it lose its luster a little bit when like you have $2 million offers and you're Coleman Hawkins and just every day is a joke?
Yeah, it does. Eventually, like, let's just wrap this. Let's wrap it up. It's like a comedy routine that goes too long, you know? Like, great jokes. It's hilarious, but, like, we're on hour three.
Yeah, that's every day of my life, according to everyone that interacts with me. Your turn.
Okay. I'm gonna take the easy route out here. One change for Michigan's offseason.
AJ Mitchell would have not gone to the NBA draft, and Dusty would have pulled the Houdini move. I want that to happen more so that I could, like, one, tout that I had inside info, and then two, tout that my head coach is a savage more than anything about, like, the player himself. I do think AJ Mitchell is, like, exactly what Michigan needed, and they would have been a top 15 team in the country if they got him.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Michigan State. Again, you can do whatever here. You don't have to go, like, reasonable.
I know. I can't do it. I can do whatever here. I can do whatever. I can do whatever I want. I'm a genie. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come and give me.
You're going to give yourself, like, rank mast.
No. I want Connor Siegen. No, I'm kidding. I want K. Tyson. I want K. Tyson.
You need a center. This is your chance to fix the center spot.
No, I'm good, bro. I got Big Goof.
Go ahead.
I'm in on Big Goof. Give me K. Tyson. Give me a multi-year wing, and give me some. You know what? I want to upgrade over Franklin.
Okay. Okay. All right. I completely disagree with the strategy there, but go on. Well, who's next for me?
Would I be able to steal a center that's not even in the portal? Do I get whatever I want?
Yes, you can literally manifest whatever you want. You, Carter, you just chose Cade Tyson.
Yeah, okay. Well, no. You could
snap your fingers and make Draymond Green back in school if you want, and you took Cade Tyson.
Nah, here's my manifest.
No, it's over. We're on a time crunch.
No, F you. I'm a genie. I want Hunter Dickinson.
That's a great answer and should have been your first answer. Too bad you solidified yourself with Cade Tyson.
Okay, you are North Carolina.
Caleb Love transfers back to North Carolina.
Oh, shut up. You don't want that.
Yep, yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Think of the content possibilities. Caleb and RJ mending fences and arguably being the best backcourt in the country again. And, like, I think it would be so funny to watch, like, Elliot Cadeau and Seth Trimble's moms collectively freak out.
That would actually be funny. That'd be an all-time moms group chat.
And they'd be better if it happened. That's a fun one. Okay, Kentucky. Are you going to take the easy bait here?
Yeah, you don't. Oh. No. I know exactly what it was. If I had one wish, it would be that Jack Golkey didn't play for Oakland. He doesn't play for Oakland. None of this happens. I think they actually won a national championship last season.
Where does Jack Golkey exist if he doesn't play for Oakland?
He just stays at Ohio Dominican or wherever the hell he was at before. Hillsdale is where he was at.
Ohio Dominican?
Sorry, Hillsdale.
What is Ohio Dominican on paper?
It's a D2 school.
That's a real place?
Yeah.
Is it in Ohio or the Dominican?
It's in Ohio.
Why is it Dominican?
I don't know.
This makes no sense. Okay.
I swear to God, it's a real school.
Flipping this quickly, you could have given them Scott Drew. You could have given them Bill Self. You could have given them Adolph Rupp himself if you wanted Carr. Instead, you went with John Calipari again.
Yeah. Adolph. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. And I'm a genie.
Name, wasn't it?
It was it Adolph?
I swear it was. Yeah, Adolph Rupp Arena.
Okay, we need to shorten that to Dolph or something like that. But all right, last team.
We're doing five each. Let's go.
Come on, don't do this to me. Please
hurry.
All right. Louisville.
You know what? I need to be nice. Louisville fans were on my ass this week. I'm going to give them something good here. I would have made Chucky Hepburn a buy one, get one free.
Who are you getting for free?
You would have gotten Chucky's boy Frankie with him.
Ah, okay.
Vibes would have been happy, and Chucky and Frankie would have both made their way to the Ville.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good pick.
Yep. Okay, I want you to do... Let's have you do Purdue.
Easy. Zach Edey back.
Oh, COVID year Edey, like back for revenge one more?
With junior year Brain, junior year the rest of those, yes.
Okay. Yeah, completely. That's the most unrealistic one thus far, including like Jack Golke being evaporated.
Hey, you're not evaporated. Just finish it out his career at Hillsdale. Yeah, do senior
the,
night
there. In the Dominican in Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio right. Dominican.
What's next?
A bonus round. Wee, wee, wee.
It's not a bonus round. There's two more.
Bonus caveat. Wee, wee, wee. I want AJ Hogard. You're AJ. You get to do whatever you want with AJ Hogard.
That's not the game. Are you making the rules now?
Just for this one, yeah. You are Hogard.
I love that you're literally like, we're on a time crunch. I got to go. And then you hit me with bonus round. Wee, wee, wee.
You can't make me a genie and then not expect me to be a genie.
You're so committed to the bit. You would be the most mischievous genie. And I think that's a common misconception because a lot of people out there think I would be the most mischievous genie. You would be a more mischievous genie than me by far.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. Okay. I would send AJ Hogard. Yeah, I'd do the devilish thing. I'd send him to Michigan. I would. Okay. Yeah, I'd send him to Michigan and see what happens.
All right. Just want to check your pulse there.
Yep. Okay. Was that your fourth one? Or was that a true bonus wee-oo-wee-oo round?
That was my fourth one.
Okay. Fifth and final one for me is UConn.
I wish I didn't do the dick. Actually, no, I didn't get to do them yet. I'm
you
adding
wish you
Hunter.
Didn't do the dick?
No, I'm adding Hunter Dickinson to that team. You gave me Hurley and Dickinson together, the biggest just villains, just chip on the shoulder. The content would be incredible. And they still have Terrace Reed, and Terrace Reed backs up Hunter Dickinson. It'd be scenes.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. Yeah, I like that answer. I have no qualms with that answer. One more from you.
Ohio State.
I would have given them Trey Townsend. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's better than the front court ads they actually made. And I think they would have been a lot better for it.
Even all his collective, like Bradshaw, Stewart, that whole group.
I think they would have been better off just getting the good player rather than taking some dice rolls.
Okay.
That's a fun topic. I really enjoyed that. Final topic today, Cart. This comes from a Kevin Sweeney tweet. It's about time we get Kevin Sweeney's tweets back on the program. We do this like once a week at this point, I feel like, and I always am entertained by it. CBB Central, for those that don't follow Kevin Sweeney, you should be following Kevin Sweeney. He had a tweet today that I want to get your thoughts on. It's one of our favorite high school players in the country and another one of our favorite high school players in the country. AJ DeBanza got the number one spot in On3's 2025 updated rankings. They ranked the top 150 players in the country. AJ DeBanza holds down the number one ranking, which I think is like conventional wisdom. Everybody believes that's correct. Not so fast, Kevin Sweeney. Kevin Sweeney with a quote tweet comes in from the heavens and says, AJ DeBanza is a pretty special prospect, but I think we'll look back in 2 years' time and wonder how Cam Boozer wasn't the consensus number one player in the class. He then followed that up with another tweet that said, obviously DeBanza fits the big wing mold everyone wants, and his NBA star potential might be a bit higher than Boozer's, but I think getting Cam Boozer's ridiculous productivity would be getting overlooked because he's not quite as flashy or highlights friendly, but the dude is a monster. AJ DeBanza or Boozer, who's the better player?
Three things here. One, Kevin Sweeney needs to change his Twitter name. That CBB Central name is ass. Two, AJ DeBanza is better than Boozer. Three, both of those guys are really, really good. DeBanza, I think, is like an NBA all-star, like level wing type. While Cam Boozer, I think, is really good, but more so strikes me as like end up being like Wendell Carter than being like Paolo Banchero.
I don't know how to feel about ends up being like Wendell Carter. I feel like that's meant as a diss, even if you
it's not. Wendell Carter's pretty good.
Yeah, is Cam Boozer supposed to be pretty good?
Really good. Wendell Carter was a top 10 pick.
Okay, so now do a comp for DeBanza.
I mean, DeBanza could be like, insert any like star NBA wing here.
So one's Wendell Carter and one's any NBA star wing here.
One's, I mean... The comp that I brought up for DeBanza when we originally did this video is Tracy McGrady. But that's, I mean, that's pretty high praise.
Okay, I mean, does this matter?
Like I said, the it's actually a conversation. So like, I'm not going against what Sweeney's saying. I think there is a conversation to be had. And like the scenario that he brought up, I could see a world where that happens, right? Like there could be some other players he could throw in there, and I'm like, okay, I think you're just trying to be like a little bit edgy or like go against the norm. I don't think that you can argue with the fact that Boozer has been this productive player throughout his whole high school career. And maybe because he's not that wing guard type, there's a little bit less like maybe attention paid to his game. But I just have no doubts about DeBanza, to be honest with you. And maybe I need to contact Sweeney offline. This is feeling a little anti-Mormon in my eyes. Like, if he's attacking the people of Utah, if he's attacking my Provo people, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let that slide. We've been donned honorary Latter-day Saints by our YouTube comments, and we're going to carry that pride, and we're not going to let people down talk us like this.
The thing is, like, I wish you were kidding. You're not kidding at all. Like, you have been donned, as have I, an honorary Latter-day Saint for our YouTube comments, and you are serious that you are going to take that very seriously.
100%.
This does feel like this really does feel like Kevin Sweeney's getting in his Gavoni bag for maybe the first time ever. And if you don't know Kevin Sweeney, he kind of does like to play the agent game, like the what do I really want to do? I love my Sports Illustrated job. I really do. I love writing. It's great, but like, I'm kind of an agent too. I know all these coaches. I know all these players. That's not a diss. Kevin Sweeney's a genius. I love him. He's my agent. But the thing about the agent game is like, you can be bought. You're really telling me it's a coincidence that AJ DeBanza sets up an official visit with BYU, and the next day Kevin Sweeney's like, wait just a second, Cameron Boozer might be better. Yeah. That feels like an odd time.
Yeah, it is. Especially, you know what? I think Sweeney just needs to accompany us to our pilgrimage to Provo, and he'll see. He hasn't felt it yet.
I don't know if Nico Medved's private jet flies to Provo. I don't know if that's a thing he can.
Is Cam Boozer going to be a Ram?
What? It's hard to know because we don't know where they're going to go still. They could play on the same team for all we know. I'd be shocked. But AJ DeBanza and Cam Boozer, who averages more in college? Who's the better player?
AJ DeBanza.
Because he's going to be like on his own team that needs more from him, or because he's the better player?
Because he is the better player.
Who's a better NBA player?
AJ DeBanza.
How many NBA All-Star teams does AJ DeBanza make?
8.
How many NBA All-Star teams does Cameron Boozer make?
3.
How many All-Star teams does Caden Boozer make?
0.
Okay. I'm good with those answers. One big thing presented by no one. What is it?
My one big thing for today is that I don't like time crunches. I don't like them. And moving forward, I'm going to try to avoid time crunches because I don't think that I'm a time crunch type of guy. I like crunchy foods. Is that the only thing crunchy I like? The candy crunch bar is not that great. Honestly, crunchiness is ass. I don't like the sound of crunch.
Captain Crunch?
Ooh, Captain Crunch is a good one. Captain Crunch,
berries?
Yeah, okay, maybe I do like crunch. See, I should be able to dive into this more, but I'm on a time crunch. I hate time crunches.
This is just on us. I mean, I golfed this morning and said, let's do everything in the afternoon, and then we collectively showed up 2 hours later than we were supposed to. So everything got crunched today. With that said, I'd like to pat us both on the back for getting everything except for one thing we wanted to done today. That's pretty good. And I don't think the product suffered that much. I think hopefully this is still a good listen. My one big thing for you is actually praise of you today. I'm really impressed. I think you have a really good poker face.
Really?
Yeah. Like I've come to realize when we record this stuff, whether you're like hiding a lie or hiding honesty or like hiding a laugh, or you say something absurd or I say something absurd, like you just make the same face the whole time. You're just like,
well, Greg, it's a light skin face. You know, just like.
Please don't. I'm so uncomfortable right now. Oh, my God. That's the show, everybody. Carter has a tea time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
You see where your business can go. To get there, you may need
another 10 trucks.
At Century Insurance, we put more than 115 years of industry experience to work to help protect you as you
launch a new delivery service
or
expand into a new region
and reach your business goals. Century, right by you. Property and casualty coverages are underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Century Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit century.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.